This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Welcome to Accelerate Your Business Growth,
where we're exploring all sorts of business topics. Experts from around the world join me, your host, Diane Helbig, for a conversation where they share their expertise with all of you. Take what you need when you need it. Featured on Inc.com, Forbes, and MSNBC's Your Business, this podcast is recognized as one of the best podcasts for small business, sales, leadership, social media, and more. When it comes to business, Accelerate Your Business Growth has got it covered. And now on with the show. My guest today is Sonia Shelton. When it comes to navigating the ins and outs of business, Sonia has seen it all. Startups with brand new ideas to well-established Fortune 500 companies. She founded Executive Leadership Consulting in 2007 from her passion for partnering with leaders to build work environments where employees are fulfilled and committed to their organization's success. Sonia serves on the Forbes Coaches Council and is a certified Master Corporate Executive Coach through the Association of Corporate Executive Coaches. Thanks so much for being here today, Sonia.
Thank you for having me. I'm looking forward to our conversation.
I am as well. We're going to be talking about leadership, obviously, which is such a, I think it's always a critical topic, but it feels like even more so these days. It is critical. I'm curious about, you know, having said that, what sorts of trends you're seeing in the workplace today?
Yeah, one of the trends that I'm specifically focused on, because I don't think it's a good trend, is that there's an increase in burnout. We're seeing across industries, across sizes of business, and I think it's related to two things. One, in the past 3 years, we've had more uncertainty than ever before. You know, we used to work with our clients on creating that 3-year strategy. And now, you know, companies are saying we can't really see 3 years in the future. We can have a vision for what we want to do, but to really have a plan is becoming more difficult because of the second reason, which is the speed of change. I think with new technologies, you know, things are moving so fast that these two combined, the uncertainty and the speed of change, are creating what I see in organizations. And I believe that a model is scalable from the individual to transorganizational if it's a good model. And so one of those is what our body does in times of stress, right? All of our energy goes to our arms and legs, right?
Yeah.
So that also happens in organizations.
Oh.
So when people are stressed and all their energy is in their arms and legs, there's not so much energy in their brain for thinking, right? So there's a lot of activity, but not a lot of strategy and thinking where should we focus? Where should we prioritize? So a lot of busyness, but not a lot of progress. And I think that's what's contributing to that trend of burnout in employees is they're feeling like they're running on this treadmill and they're going really fast, but there's no destination. There's no pauses to see, are we making progress? What are we accomplishing? Are we headed in the right direction? And that's where burnout comes from.
Yeah, boy, you're talking about it and I can feel it. You know, I know this is so true and so unfortunate. And the speed of change and this uncertainty, it you know, and most people don't like change. I mean, there's people who do. But it's so, you know, it adds to the uncertainty. It's so unsettling, not really having a clear vision of this is where we're going and this is how we're getting there.
Yes, absolutely. And I think you're right. You know, that you know, you see it in the news every day about people, you know, talking about what are the implications of AI, what's happening in the economy, what's happening in, you know, global politics, right? Like that there's things every day where people are like, I don't know what's going to happen.
Right. Right. Which makes it difficult to make decisions, right? Because
absolutely.
Yeah. Interesting. Okay. So what do we do about this? Yeah. I'll ask a nice big question. Right, what can leaders really do?
Yeah. So the antidotes to uncertainty and the speed of change also are two things. One is clarity and the other is purpose. So we saw in the past few years, an increase in desire for purpose, an increase in desire for meaning. I think that we've, as human beings, we always have it. The younger generations are demanding it, and they're doing it in not only who they choose to work for, but how they choose to buy, which is causing a lot of companies to take a look at, you know, what is our purpose? But our purpose can be an anchor through this time, these times of uncertainty and change, because that's a stabilizing factor. If we understand who we are and why we do what we do, how we deliver on that, and what others can expect from us, which are the components that we use for purpose, then we can always come back to that as our anchor. So when things are going crazy in this and the things are changing, we could say, okay, if this is our purpose, how do we shift our sails based on the change to go in the same direction based on our purpose? So that's one piece. And then the second one is clarity, right? So really making sure that you're clear about your purpose, you're clear about your big direction on where you're going to go or your vision, and how you might get there might change and need to be more agile. But holding that anchor of clarity of where we're going, and if you think about it, we have these events in our lives, like, you know, maybe we move into a new house, or we get married, or we have a child, right? Those can be very stressful events in our personal life.
Sure.
Right?
Yeah.
But we have this purpose, and we understand why we're making this change that will break through all those obstacles that get in our way on the journey, because we know where we're going and we know what our purpose is. And it's the same thing in business, right? So when you have that strong purpose of why you do what you do, you can develop passion in the organization for that purpose. And then that all, and clarity about what we're doing now to get there. And people will come up with ideas that you never thought of that can exponentially grow the business.
Oh, that's interesting. Yeah. I really like this, because I what I'm hearing is there is the purpose is that foundational element that is like the rock, right? And you keep going back to that, then how you do things can change, and it's easier potentially to figure that out, because you're always going back to making sure that you're serving your purpose.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay. So, and clarity is one of my favorite words. I love it. But can you talk about the importance of leaders communicating that purpose and that clarity effectively? Because I think, you know, a lot of leaders, they know where they're at, but that doesn't necessarily translate out.
Yes, absolutely. And I think it's more than communication, actually. The process that we use, we call Red Thread Leadership, where we start with purpose as the anchor, just like you said. And then we run that red thread through everything that the company does. So starting with their plan, what is their vision? What is their strategy? What are their goals? Okay, then how do you communicate those to the organization? How do you make sure that every single person knows how they're contributing to the vision? Mm-hmm. And then next is process, right? So how do you, based on our purpose and our plan, let's take another look at our processes. Do we have the right processes in place? Can we make them more efficient? Can we empower the team that's in the day-to-day saying, you know, we came up with this process because when Maria worked here, she liked to see it this way. And so we do this process, but Maria's been gone for 5 years, but we're still doing it this way. Right. And so it's empowering the team to say, what's the most efficient process that will get us towards our vision and achieve our goals? And then we look at positions, which is the structure of the organization. Do you have the right people in the right seats? How are you hiring? How are you communicating your employer brand, right? So that you're attracting the right people. And then the fifth one is culture, which we call passion. And that's, you know, are people passionate about the organization? Are they passionate about their role in the organization? And do they have trust in each other? And being able to recognize, you know, how you continue to stoke the fire of that passion is to recognize that there's progress along the way. So going back to what I said about burnout, you know, those small wins of look at how this team or this person on the team did something that helped move us towards our vision, no matter how small, and share that. Then people know, oh, not only are you recommunicating the vision, but they're seeing what success looks like and you're motivating them to keep going. Right. So I think those are the elements, right? And communication runs through every element, right? Communicating the purpose, communicating the plan, communicating the processes and empowering people to raise the flag if they think something needs to be changed. Communicating from positions, how decisions are made, why decisions are made the way they're made. And then finally, in the passion, continuing to celebrate what the company is doing and every single person's role in those achievements.
Yeah, I think that is awesome. Now, is purpose the same as why? Or is it different? Like knowing your why?
Yeah. So purpose starts with why, right? Okay. So we agree with Simon Sinek that you need to start with why. But it also includes two other components, which are your how and your what, right? So looking at why do you do what you do for as maybe as an individual? And we start at the individual level, the team level, and then the company level. So you as a leader, why do you do what you do? What motivates you? And then how do you deliver on that why? And how do you internally process information? And then what can others expect from you as a leader? And then we go through that same process for the team. Why does the team exist? Why does the team do what they do? How do they deliver on that? And what can others expect from them? And then ultimately, externally for the company, why do you do what you do as a company? How do you deliver on that why? And what can others expect from you?
I see. Boy, I really like that a lot. That's really interesting because then every single piece connects. And when people, one of the things that I'm hearing is that when people then are doing things, as long as they're connecting it to the why, then it's, you don't have silos, you know, where people, that there's just like odd initiatives going on that don't really map.
Yes, absolutely. And I was working with a team a couple of weeks ago, a nonprofit organization, and their leadership team didn't know they were a leadership team. They just thought that they were managing their own area, right? And they thought, well, you know, we have our top executives, they're the leaders in the organization, and we're just responsible for our own area. And as we started to talk about this alignment and them working as a team, they started to see synergies. Oh, I didn't know you were working on that. That could actually help us. And they started, I just sort of let go of the reins and let them have the conversation because it really started generating all these ideas of how they could work together. And it was just this small shift of them recognizing that they weren't just responsible for their area, but they were leaders of the company and like picking up their head above that water level and saying, oh, there's actually ways we can work together and help each other and make things more efficient and grow the company faster.
That's so great. I love that. It's weird, right? Because I think we assume that people realize they're a team and engage as a team. But, you know, you were telling that story and I was thinking, I've been on boards, not recently, but I know in the past I've been on boards where like each department reports out, but there's no real connection between those committees or departments or you know, whatever. And so I think those organizations struggle because they're not getting that connectivity.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that, you know, that my conversation with the CEO afterwards, who was completely shocked, by the way, was like, what do you mean you don't know you're a team? But when we were talking, I specifically said exactly what you said. I said, well, let me guess what your leadership team meeting looks like. It looks like everybody reporting out what they've accomplished and what they're working on and the issues that they're having as everyone else checks out until it's their turn.
Right.
Right. and she you know, kind of blushed. It was like, yeah, that's it. And I was like, so why would they think they're a team?
Right.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. There's nothing team about it. Yeah. Wow. That's a big, you know, light bulb moment. That is huge. That can make a huge difference in an organization too, I would think.
Yeah, absolutely. And when we work with teams to help them understand their why, each individual has their own specific superpower, right? About why they, you know, what motivates them and mm-hmm. how they deliver that. It's innate. It's within them. It's how they operate. And they can start to lean on each other's superpowers. Right. So, for example, I had this one executive who her superpower, you know, her why was to challenge the status quo, all about innovation, doing things differently. And the number two on her team, her why was looking at the right ways of doing things, right, to create predictable systems and processes. But until they knew that about each other, they were constantly in conflict. Right. So one was trying to innovate and the other one was trying to create a system and it wasn't working. Right. But then once they realized that they were super complementary, if they leaned into each other's superpowers, now they're a dynamo team and really accomplishing more than they even thought was possible because they're leaning into each other. Right. When we need more innovation, we go to the person who wants to challenge the status quo. When we need to implement that and create a predictable system, we go to the person who has the why of right way, right? So they're understanding each other and breaking down those silos as a team, at the same time leveraging who that team really is and how they individually operate can really be a game changer.
Yeah, no kidding. Wow, that's another great example. That's terrific. So how would you say, you know, I started this conversation with, you know, things these days seem like we really need leaders to be leaders. So I want to circle back around and ask you, how do you think leaders and I guess organizations, how can they have like the biggest impact right now?
Yeah, I think right now it's to get focused from what I'm seeing. Oh. Right. I think that you know, I see companies with 15 goals that they're trying to do as a company, and back to clarity, right? Yeah. Right, yeah. Right. So, okay. So what's most important of those 15? Because we can't do all 15 at once.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
And I think I see a lot of leaders trying, you know, in this, trying to run so fast again, right? With the change and the uncertainty, and we need to move faster and we need to do more. And it's actually, no, let's really slow down and focus on what's going to have the biggest impact instead of that constant activity, and really bring in what is that 20% from the 80-20 rule? What is that 20% that's really going to move the needle and have the biggest impact so that we're focused on the right things? And I think for small business owners, this is super important because they don't have as many people as a big company to be able to do all these things, right? So it's even more important that your team really understands what the priorities are and what's most important.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I totally get that. Well, Sonia, I so appreciate this conversation. I think it's great to hear your perspective on, you know, what you're seeing out there in the world. And one of the things that I noticed when you were talking about those examples is, it's something that I notice when I'm out working with companies, and It's that these things are happening all over the place. You know, like what I say to people is, it's a good news, bad news. You know, the good news is you're not an outlier. The bad news is you're not an outlier. You know, I mean,
right.
This is unfortunately, or fortunately, this is what's going on, but you don't have to feel bad. It's not like you're really screwing stuff up. This is what's going on. So what can we do about it? And you've really offered some great insights and ideas around, you know, how do we shift? How do we change that so that we're more effective? Thank you so much for this.
Yes, absolutely. It's my pleasure.
Will you tell the listeners how they can find you, please?
Sure. The best place to find me is on our website, executiveleader.com. I have all of our social media links are on there. We have more information about how to find your why if you're interested in that. We also have a lot of free masterclasses or webinars and articles that you can use to develop your business, to grow, to connect your business strategy and your organizational culture to really have exponential growth.
And the Red Thread Leadership that you were talking about, that am I right that you have a book on that?
I don't have a book on that yet. Okay. The book that I have is called You're an Executive, But Are You a Leader?
Ah.
And it was number one on Amazon. And it really is designed to help leaders focus on what they need to work on right now. So I really wrote the book with my clients in mind. It's 50 chapters, 3 pages each. One is what you need to do. 2 is, how did somebody else do it? And 3 is, what are the coaching questions I would ask you if I was working with you one-on-one? And so it's something that you can read cover to cover. It's something that you can just say, this is what I'm dealing with now, and give me some advice. So I really wrote it so that people could use it and continue to use it throughout their leadership journey.
That's awesome. Thank you. I'm glad I asked the question. We'll make sure that that's available in the notes. So once again, thank you so much. I really appreciate this conversation. And listeners, thank you. You are who we're doing this for.
Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Accelerate Your Business Growth, a production of Evergreen Podcasts. Discover more episodes of this podcast and explore others at evergreenpodcast.com. As always, continue to prosper and be curious. And if you're looking to get your sales strategy headed in the right direction, pick up a copy of Succeed Without Selling on Amazon or wherever books are sold. Until we meet again on another episode of Accelerate Your Business Growth, goodbye and good day. Don't you know that you're a
grown-up? I'm a grown-up.
Me too.
Yep, me too. But you know, these days, being a grown-up can really suck.
Luckily, we're grown-ups who grew up in the coolest generation.
We had video arcades.
And also some of the best TV and movies ever made.
We lived the origin of awesome consumer electronics. The list goes on and on.
Yep, Generation X.
Exactly.
And we're Gen X Grown-Up.
Every week, the Gen X Grown-Up podcast explores media, tech, toys, games, and more from both yesterday and today.
Through the eyes of Generation Xers who absolutely love that stuff. You can find us on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts.
Or find us on our website, genxgrownup.com. Life sucks as a grown-up. All right, you think that was good enough?
I hope so, man. I'm tired.
Who listens to a promo on a podcast and then goes and listens to a different podcast?
Right.
I've never done it. No. Right.